From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 12th. Hey Iris, July 12th, 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Beyond the Kale, your July 12th meal plan. Hey there, this is the 25th weekly meal plan, and it feels wild to hit that milestone. The creator's been putting these together for half a year, and the response has turned them into a real favourite. They're asking for your input on what recipes you'd love to see more of, and any tweaks that could make the plan even smoother for you. This week's menu leans into summer vibes and keeps things simple. There's a brand new crispy rice salad for lunch that's already being called a top-tier version. Dinner gives you 2 flexible options. Each can be cooked on the grill or in an air fryer, so you can pick whatever tool you have handy. The snack is a no-oven, few-ingredients treat that's described as like a dream. For breakfast, they've got a blueberry peanut butter overnight oats recipe. It's a dairy-free, gluten-free, refined, sugar-free, vegan-friendly jar of dessert-like oats. Prep takes about 10 minutes, and the texture improves if you make it the night before. Small tips: stir in a splash of almond milk in the morning if you like it looser. Swap peanut butter for almond butter if you prefer, and just double the batch if you need more servings. All the recipes, a grocery list, and a few extra tips are linked below, so you can grab everything you need in one place. Enjoy the week. Next. Second, from Lindsay Max, Complexity Edge. What no one tells ADHD and RDHD adults about medication. You'll often hear that starting a stimulant in your 30s or 40s can feel like a sudden lift. The fog clears, tasks get done, and life seems manageable for a while. That shift is real, but it's usually just the medication giving you enough executive function to keep a system that's been running on chronic burnout. What most clinicians don't stress is that the drug isn't fixing the deeper fatigue built up over years of overcompensating. Late diagnosed ADHD tends to be severe, not mild. People have been masking struggles by overachieving, double-checking, and pushing themselves past limits. The medication can sharpen focus, but it won't restore the underlying energy or habits that have eroded. So if you're still feeling stuck after the initial boost, you're not failing. You're just seeing the limits of the pill. Pairing medication with structured therapy, realistic pacing, and strategies to rebuild sleep, nutrition, and stress management is what often makes the lasting difference. Up next, third, from Off-Grid with Marjorie Wildcraft. Remove harmful PFAS chemicals, detox your soil, enrich with 90-plus minerals, and create a thriving garden, all with one simple, powerful solution. There isn't a peer-reviewed trial behind the headline, just one lab report the author says showed PF as F levels dropping dramatically after applying a proprietary soil amendment. No control group, no replication, and the methods aren't disclosed, so the evidence is very limited. PFAS are forever chemicals because the carbon-fluorine bond resists sunlight, heat, microbes, and even time. Decades of research links them to kidney and testicular cancer, immune suppression, hormone disruption, and developmental problems. They show up in everything from non-stick cookware and waterproof clothing to food packaging, firefighting foam, and, unfortunately, many municipal biosolids that are sold as garden compost. A 2016 survey of biosolids from 94 US treatment plants found PFAS in every sample, with the most concerning compounds, PFOS and PFOA, present at the highest concentrations. Because a large share of these biosolids ends up on farms, lawns, and community gardens, the potential for soil contamination is widespread. If you're already avoiding Teflon, filtering water, and choosing natural fabrics, the next practical step is to test your garden soil for PFAS or use a certified PFAS-free amendment before adding any biosolid-based compost. Until stronger, replicated studies appear, treating the claim as promising but unproven is the safest stance. And then, fourth, from Science Daily Health, common blood pressure drug could make cancer therapy far more powerful. Researchers ran a series of lab and mouse experiments that showed telmisartan, a blood pressure pill, makes the PARP inhibitor olaparib work better. In those preclinical models, the combo sparked stronger immune responses and slowed tumor growth more than olaparib alone. Because those findings were consistent across multiple cancer types, the team moved straight into early phase human trials, now enrolling patients to see if the boost holds up in people. The evidence so far is solid for the animal work, but we still need the clinical results before saying the pairing will change standard care. Next, fifth, from Science Daily Health. Yale scientists may have found how Parkinson's disease spreads through the brain. Yale researchers identified two proteins on the surface of neurons that seem to act like doorways for the misfolded alpha-synuclein that drives Parkinson's. In a mouse model, they used antibodies to block those proteins, and the animals showed far slower loss of dopamine-producing cells and milder motor deficits. It's a preclinical, single-species study, so we're still a ways from human trials, but the clear effect in mice suggests the proteins could be a concrete target for future drugs. For now, it's a promising mechanistic clue rather than an immediate treatment option. Up next, sixth, from Science Daily Health. Columbia scientists discover surprising link between serotonin and heart valve disease. The team followed a cohort of patients with degenerative mitral regurgitation, comparing those on SSRI antidepressants to those who weren't, and looking for a common serotonin-related gene variant. They found that people who both carried the variant and took SSRIs tended to develop severe valve damage about 3 years earlier than others, meaning surgery was often needed at a younger age. The effect was modest. Only a subset of patients showed this acceleration, but it points to serotonin's role beyond mood regulation. If you have mitral regurgitation and are on an SSRI, it may be worth discussing genetic testing or monitoring with your cardiologist. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.